time for the Easy Organic Gardener, and I'm so glad to be with you this hour. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry. You know me as a mom, I'm a composter, gardener, horticulturalist, entrepreneur, and Dr. Bug Lady. My guest this hour is the renowned author of Guerrilla Gardening, a manual festo, David Tracy, and you're going to want to stay put because what he has to say is inspiring, educational, and will make you proud to be a gardener. Mosquitoes are the main topic of conversation, it seems, these days. Seems everybody is complaining about them, and it's no wonder because it seems like wherever you are, mosquitoes are a nuisance. Given the hot weather and rain we've been having, it's no surprise. And at Arbico Organics, we have the natural solutions to help you protect your family and pets from pesky mosquitoes. Go to www.arbico-organics. That's arbico-organics.com. And take advantage of our reduced pricing on select mosquito products. Be sure that you mention the Easy Organic Gardening 10% discount when you place your order. And if you'd like to speak with one of our biocontrol specialists, you can just give us a call Monday through Friday, Pacific Standard Time. And here's the number. It's 800-SOS-BUGS, 800-SOS-BUGS. Dave Tracy doesn't know it. He's one of my heroes. He's had a great education, has received a BA in politics from the University of California in Santa Cruz and a master's degree in landscape architecture from the University of British Columbia. He's been an amateur organic food grower for more than 30 years. And to quote, "I'm fascinated by the living world of plants and still get a thrill by growing various things that are not only beautiful and fun to watch, but tasty besides." He says that he's a community ecologist working on building a better planet by encouraging people to rethink and redesign our cities on more democratic, holistic, environmental lines. And he's written two books on the theme Guerrilla Gardening, a manifesto. That's the first one, which is a guide for people who want to reclaim public space for the public good using plants and urban agriculture. Ideas and Designs for the New Food Revolution, that's the second book, which offers readers inspiration and advice on how to join the millions of city dwellers growing some of their own food. Dave also works as an environmental designer, helping individuals, companies, and institutions replant sites to be positive, environmentally friendly spaces. I like that. He's also a certified arborist who heads a nonprofit group called Tree City, which aims to help people and trees grow together through advocacy and education on the value of the urban forest. And he also serves on several boards of directors, including for HIFR International, which aims to end hunger and poverty while caring for the earth in more than 50 countries. You know, Dave just has nothing to do, it sounds like. He's so busy. Anyway, it's with great pleasure to welcome Dave Tracy to the Easy Organic Gardener. Hi, Dave. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great after that introduction. That was really fantastic.
Hey, I'm telling you, you are somebody. You are my hero. And I love you, so I'm so happy to have you on the show today. I'm here in Tucson, Arizona, and we are having a day that kind of looks like your weather. We've got rain, we have clouds, it's sort of that misty kind of rain, so if you were here with me, you'd feel right at home.
You wouldn't want me to bring my weather down to you, but it seems like something's happening with the planet, isn't it? What are you talking about? Rain in September and
Is that
months?
Something? We're so happy. Oh, my gosh. It looks like Ireland here. It's so green.
Oh,
everything
nice.
Is blooming again, and, you know, the desert's happy. And of course, everybody has allergies because we don't know what to do with all the flowers that are blooming and mold and all that good kind of stuff. So anyway, I know it's not gorilla, the big ape. We're talking guerrilla gardening. And just to get us started, tell us how you got involved in gardening. Give us a little more about your story so that we can understand. You are amazing. All the things that you do, I'm just ecstatic. So tell us, first of all, about what guerrilla gardening is.
Well, guerrilla gardening is a little bit hard to define, and I sort of had to because I was writing the book, and I figured if you're paying for the book, you earned owed at least a definition. So I called it gardening public space with or without permission, and I put the with permission, because in some cases where we've seen the guerrilla gardeners have gone in first to plant an area that isn't technically their own, let's say, although public space is kind of all of ours. But the city has seen that they've done a fantastic thing and even figured out ways to encourage them to do more. So it can kind of work both ways on the permission. But basically it's about people taking on public space, about seeing their cities in a new light, seeing the city in one case as a garden and deciding that, you know what, this is a garden that needs some love, it needs some tending, and nobody else is doing it, so I'm going to do it.
We have a few guerrilla gardeners in our office at work, and they put together seed balls, and every now and then they just, you know, I mean, wherever they want to plant something, they just throw out the seeds when no one's looking, and I love it that people are taking the space that nobody is caring about and using it either to beautify the public areas or even better, beautify and feed people.
Yeah, and I write in the book about some of the people I met. It was kind of surprising to me who exactly would get into this sort of thing. I had an impression of the type of person who would be a guerrilla gardener before I started researching the book. And it was a certain type, let's say, maybe the type I would see at some of the environmental cause events or a political demonstration, and it may have skewed a bit younger and maybe with a hoodie even, and the type to carry a sign and really get involved and active. And it turned out that those types were involved, but they weren't the only ones. Curiously, it was also doctors, and there's lawyers, and college professors, and engineers, and retired people, and teachers, and there's really no one type demographic of who gets into this guerrilla gardening thing. And I understood after I'd met quite a number and talked to them that it was not really the venue of any one political group or ideology or type of person or anything. It was really just people who care, you know. And that's like, at some level, all of us care to some degree. And some people are just more encouraged or more willing to go out there and actually do something about it. And those ones can become some of the best guerrilla gardeners.
I just love the concept. And you're right. It doesn't matter what your age is or where your background is from. You know, you see a lot of what I don't know if we call it guerrilla gardening. We see a lot of that in the European countries, particularly the Western European countries. It seems like every little square inch is being used, whether it's on the side of the railroad or, you know, just since space is at a premium, it seems like people have been doing it, at least in the Western European countries, for a long time. Have you had a chance to get over there and see that as well?
I have, yeah. I've been fortunate that way. Yeah, I think you're right. I wondered about that myself, too. And I suppose it came down to a longer history of living in a smaller space, because, you know, when Europeans came out to North America, there was always room to just keep going and spread out somewhere else where space wasn't the real issue. There was other things that were challenges, but you could always find more room for things. Whereas in Europe, you just didn't have that. There wasn't a whole frontier to be claimed and made with as you will. So I think they just learned a little better how to use what they had and how to get along, how to do some of those shared spaces that they realized it's part of all of our lives. We didn't quite have that same kind of consciousness here. I think it may be developing here more. We may be moving more in that direction because we are running out of room. I'm on the West Coast. You know, there's not a whole lot more room to go west here. Our cities are getting more crowded. We are running out of resources of all types, from water to soil to everything, potash, all kinds of things. So we're going to have to learn more, like I think some of the European countries do, on how to get along, everybody sharing our resources together in more earth-friendly, earth-sustaining, life-sustaining
ways. That's right. We're going to take a quick break. I'm going to have to take a quick break right now, David. We're going to come right back with this amazing Dave Tracy, and we're going to talk some more about guerrilla gardening, so don't go away.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, September 7th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,696.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,738.28, $869.14 for a half ounce, or $434.67 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,738.28, $869.14, and $434.67.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Sherry Herrera de Fry, and you're listening to the Easy Organic Gardener. It's easy because it's EASY, environmentally and sustainably yours. And the lines are open right now. The number to call is 855-660-4261. And when you call in during this hour, you will receive as my gift the Easy Organic Gardening IPM package, which contains one package of five yellow sticky traps, one 7-ounce bottle of diatomaceous earth, ant and crawling insect killer, one 16-ounce bottle of Answer boric acid insecticidal dust, and my favorite, a 16-ounce bottle of liquid ladybug bug botanical insecticide. It's a $45 value, and it's yours free when you call in with a question for Mark or myself during this hour. So if you have a pest issue, a plant concern, you just want to talk to us, give us a call. The number is 855-660-4261. Welcome back, Mark. I'm sorry I had to cut you off during the break there. I just love where you were going because you are correct. We are in many areas we're on the verge of losing our water, our land, as you said, potash, which is very important for fertility, and so every little thing we can do to recuperate what we may have lost and regenerate it is important, and that to me is part and parcel of what it is to be a guerrilla gardener. It's part of composting even. It's part of beautifying cities, and it's part of beautifying your own home and also growing your own food. And talking about food, how come, I know a lot of people want to know what's wrong with getting our food from the supermarket. I mean, everything seems to be there, great prices and that kind of thing. So why are so many people growing the food now?
That is a good question, because we live in an era that's never been seen in the history of the earth, in the fact that I can go to my supermarket and buy at historically cheaper than ever prices food from around the world that has nothing to do with the season or the growing conditions or anything else. And, I can get mangoes in February, and here I am in Canada. So it seems like paradise, doesn't it? This is fantastic. Why would we want to change anything like that? Well, it turns out that cheap food or that really low-priced food, and this is relatively speaking because I know it's not cheap and low-priced for folks who are on the margins already, but in the relative position, it is cheap. It's actually not that cheap, even for those of us who don't have a problem maybe paying that monthly food bill. There's a cost to that system we have of that cheap food that we are actually putting that onto our children and grandchildren. So we're growing that food in a global system that we can't keep doing it. It's just the planet will not be able to handle the way we're growing that food in these industrial farm system, which turns the actual growing of food out of soil, a living thing that we plant the seeds and nurture and bring to life and then bring to the table and take it into ourselves as part of our lives. This whole cycle that sustained us for, 3-4 million years it took us to develop to get to the human stage, that's kind of threatened by this global industrial factory way of growing food that the planet can't tolerate, and so we can't tolerate it. So we can get away with it now. It's cheap. It's wonderful. I can have my mangoes and not think about it. But if I really look at it and start to think about it, I realize, no, that's not the kind of world that I want to leave to my kids and grandkids. So we've got to have a better way of doing that, a more life-sustaining, earth-friendly way. And that's why more people are starting to grow their own. There's no better way to find out what real food is supposed to taste like than to grow a little bit of it yourself.
Well, what you just said was, is extremely elegant and dear to my heart because I've had a lot of experience, particularly in Mexico. They grow about 80% of the food that we consume in the wintertime, Canada, United States. And what I've seen there is it's a little frightening because when you think of all the water that's being pulled out of areas that are generally desert areas where nothing would grow unless it has water. And so everything is getting depleted there. And then the enormous amount of inputs, the fertilizers, the insecticides, the herbicides, the fungicides, the nematicides, it's just amazing. The price that you're talking about is enormous because what happens is there's nothing being done to regenerate. There's nothing, there's no consciousness of sustainability. And so it's just sort of like mining. It's like we take out all of these growers, they ought to be, instead of wearing, their favorite football team or soccer team or whatever it is, they ought to be wearing those mining lights because they're taking out and taking out and taking out, and as I'm talking, I have like a shovel in my hand and I'm, making a motion as if I were shoveling, you know, pushing the shovel in and taking out, and nothing is being put back in. And as you say, it cannot be sustained. I mean, there's going to be a point where it will collapse. And at that point, we will have, you know, we have insects that are resistant to every kind of ide and diseases to ides. And then we're talking about the soil so depleted that nothing will grow. So what do we need to do to really get people to wake up to the beauty of growing their own food and this important movement that you've been a pioneer of?
Yeah, that is really the question, isn't it? How do we get everybody or more people on board? But my idea is that the more that we can get people involved in this now, before the crunch comes, the better, because we'll have some of those skills, we'll have the tools. It won't be such a panic. For the research of the urban agriculture book I did, I went to Cuba to see what happens when the crunch comes, because their crunch came kind of artificially in the 1990s when the Soviet subsidies got cut completely, when the Soviet Union imploded and they were decided to stop fronting Cuba, which had the same kind of industrial agriculture system that we had in North America, actually. It was big farms, big state-owned farms, lots of machinery, lots of chemical inputs, and that's the way farming was in Cuba. Well, all of a sudden, those inputs, those fertilizers, were gone. The tractors would be rusting in the fields because they couldn't get the parts for it. They couldn't get the fuel for it because all of that was artificially brought in. So what Cuba did was went on the world's biggest experiment in urban agriculture and in organic growing, not because they were hippies or thought it was a groovy idea or you know, anything else.
Tree huggers.
They had to. They didn't have a choice, really. They had to. And fortunately, they have this highly educated society, really good universities there. They studied it, and they figured out how to grow organic food in cities. And they overcame the crisis they were in. I mean, it was a crisis. Everybody got thinner in Cuba. They went from about 3,000 calories a day, the typical diet, which is around what we eat if we're not really pigging out that day, to about 1,800 a day. And this was across the board. It wasn't like a rich and poor thing. It was, you know, doctors and lawyers and everyone else. They got thinner. They didn't have enough food to eat.
Let's do this, Dave.
How do I grow some of my own food?
There you go. We're going to take a break. Let's come back to this Cuban example, though, when we get back from the break, because I think it's remarkable and people can get inspired from it. So we're going to go. We're going to be right back. And for those of you who are listening, don't go away. Give us a call if you have a question at 855-660-4261.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
My name is Angie, and ever since my daughter had alternating diarrhea and constipation, she suffered from hair loss, listlessness, and was stunted in her growth. After getting her onto two supplements suggested by NutriPath Stephen Huer, she has improved dramatically. Her stools have normalized, her hair and her body are growing again, and she is beaming. I credit the majority of her improvement to One World Whey.
Children love the taste of One World Whey, and their growing bodies are getting nature's best source of protein. Evidence shows that non-denatured whey protein powder is a better source of protein than meat, milk, or eggs. If you have finicky children and you want a protein that will support their growth, energy, and healthy brain function, One World Whey is a must for you to try. Kids prefer it over junk food. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Herrera Day Fry. My guest today is the amazing Dave Tracy, and we're having a great time here on the Easy Organic Gardeners. Say, if there are any of you out there that are guerrilla gardeners, give us a call. We'd like to know a little bit about your guerrilla gardening adventures. So maybe we can hear from some of you at 855-660-4261. Our lines are open. So, Dave, back to Cuba. What an amazing experiment that was, as you said, because here you had a country that was artificially supported with everything they needed for factory farming, and all of a sudden the support runs out and they're left what the heck are we going to do? And so, as you said, they had amazing people there that are educated, and so how did they turn it around?
Well, it was like they were like, kind of like us, I think, in that they weren't really farmers. It's not a real farming kind of society. Some of the the poorer countries you'll go to, farming, it'll be 80% farmers or so, and that's where almost everyone lives, except for the one big conglomerate city where people kind of escape the farms to. But in Cuba, it was actually mostly city kind of people, and farming was a low down on the list of professions. And so they had to learn, and it was the people that I talked to would be like clerks and policemen and cab drivers. They all sort of figured it out with the help of some of the university extension folks who put on classes. They put in tools where they could get the tools on every kind of neighborhood so you could figure out how to do it. They had seeds for you. Excuse me. And they just sort of picked up the mess that they had and started dealing with it. And as it turns out, fortunately, growing is fairly easy. I mean, you call it easy organics, and my first thought was, It is not. If it was so easy, why don't my onions work, you know? But it really is quite easy in the sense that the seeds know what to do. So if you just give them the right conditions, which, you know, healthy soil, good clean water and sunshine, the seeds will grow into the food you want. So I think that a combination of just using the bounty of nature around them, common sense and good sense and advanced knowledge from the universities, who are still even now doing all kinds of studies on what are the best kind of natural insecticides, what kind of beneficial pests can we use. They're really doing some exciting experiments on how to use those things in an urban environment to bring food right to the people where they need it. And it seems to be working. They're getting most of their food, you know, that they eat in the cities now are coming from in and around the cities.
And, of course, you know, just to digress for a moment, when we talked about, you know, why would people not want to eat from a grocery store, the food just doesn't taste very good. I mean, you can't find, there's no tomato that you can purchase. I mean, I shouldn't, I've not done the research or anything. It's just my own personal experience. There is no tomato that can be purchased from any grocery store that I've ever purchased from that has the taste, the flavor, the juice of a tomato that you've grown in your own garden. I mean, they're so vastly different. I mean, it's just this, they look very pretty. It's just this cellulose, that, you know, that just doesn't have a whole lot of flavor. Very low bricks. We talk a lot about bricks on the show. And I like what you just said, which is really kind of key. You said they are not really farmers. And you're absolutely correct. We have people growing our food who are not really farmers. There is no connection. At many times you have one person who's just handling synthetic fertilizers in the soil. The next guy shows up and he's the spray guy. The next guy for the insects. The next guy comes in and you know, he's there to the harvest. There's no connection between all stages of growth. And of course, depending on the crop, many crops are not even sown by seed. They're grown in greenhouses and then the seedlings are sown. So there is this disconnect, this emotional disconnect, which therefore disconnects people who are working in factory farms with water and birds and the beneficial insects and regenerating the soil and have no concept about what composting is.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, with the tomato especially, and the flavor. I haven't done the research as well, but I know exactly what you're talking about. I've tried a lot of different tomatoes, including some high-end ones in nice stores that I think, okay, this one, surely they've got it, because look, that tomato is beautiful. And they can't. They can't compete with the tomato you grow in your backyard. And I'm not sure of the reason exactly. I think, I'm sure it has something to do with freshness, because we know these are living things, and the moment we pick them, they're starting to change chemically. They are altering, so things are happening there. Excuse me, I got something in my throat. But it's actually, I think it may have something even deeper to do with the same reason that a home-cooked meal tastes better than a restaurant-cooked meal, and that's because it's made with love. And I know I'd get laughed out of the scientific community for saying that, but I think there's something in that food, in those that produce that we get from people who are actually connected to the land and the living earth that are doing this the way that we have done it for thousands of years, as opposed to somebody in a factory setting. There is a difference in the taste, and I can taste it, but I can't describe it, and I can't explain it, and I'm not sure I could get a PhD figuring out how it's done, but it's there.
Well, I'm going to give you a PhD. You're amazing, and you know we know exactly what we're talking about. When you grow things with synthetic products, the bricks is low. Bricks is what creates the flavor and the taste, and even the organic products that we purchase in the grocery store, my husband has purchased heirloom tomatoes, and they're beautiful to look at, but they have no flavor and nothing. I mean, when we pull out an heirloom tomato from our garden, I mean, it is the most delicious thing I've ever eaten. And so, you're right. They have to grow foods that are, that have a long shelf life, that can withstand shipping, that have a tough enough skin that they don't get bruised along the way, because we have to have everything perfect. And so they take care of the cosmetological issues and the longevity issues, but the most important thing is the taste. And, you know, when we're growing a typical heirloom tomato out of your garden, it is thin-skinned, and they do breeze. They can, you know, when it's, you take it right off the vine, it's ripened, you know, it's juicy, it's ready to go, and when you cut into it, it just explodes with juice, and of course, when you take a bite of it, oh my gosh, you know, the symphony that's going on with the taste buds and everything, I mean, it makes you happy, so, but the other thing is, it also goes to other types of food that we grow, even animals, you know, the whole idea of the way that we treat animals in factory farms, that, with no regard whatsoever and no love. And, so I think you're right that, this is a revolution. And, I love that it's happening in our backyards, you know, in public places where there's just a little land where people can grow things, because number one, it feeds people, it's beautiful, and it makes us happy.
Yeah, I think that's the key, too, is that it's a revolution that anybody can join. People get kind of frazzled, I think, nowadays. I know I do, anyway. Living in the cities, especially, it's busy, there's pollution, there's all kinds of problems, and you see them every day, and sometimes they're just too much with you, for those of us in cities. And so you wonder, well, what can I do? And then you'll read the paper about the whole world is changing its global climate weirdness, and it just seems overwhelming, and it's really easy to want to give up and just leave it to someone else. But if you plant something yourself, you become a part of that solution. It's an active role rather than just a passive, uncomfortable, oh, this is happening and woe is me role, which I just don't like being in that position. Even if we are going to hell in a handbasket, you know, I want to be doing something. I don't want to be sitting on the sidelines waiting for something
right.
bad to happen.
You want to be part of the solution.
Exactly.
That's right. We're going to take a quick break again. We're going to come right back, and we're going to talk about the solutions. We're going to have Dave tell us about what you can do to become a guerrilla gardener. So don't go away. And if you have a question, you can give us a call at 855-660-4261. We'll be right back.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, memory power, and super male and femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
The The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
He's the Organic Gardener, and this is Sherry Herrera de Fry. My guest is the amazing Dave Tracy. He is my hero. He has written two amazing books that you definitely want to get: Guerrilla Gardening, A Manifesto, and Urban Agriculture, Ideas and Designs for the New Food Revolution. And I know that most of our listeners, a lot of our listeners love to garden, and they're already guerrilla gardeners in many ways. And but we want everybody to be a guerrilla gardener, get out there and plant things. One of the things that I'm really interested in and I love is the work that you're doing with trees and helping people understand how important trees are. Let's talk a little bit about this. We've just got our last section of the show, and it goes so fast. So, and then I want whatever else that you'd like to talk about it towards the end, Dave.
Sure. Trees. I got onto trees early in studying landscape architecture, and there we were looking at, of course, the whole ecology and the environment of the site we are designing something for. But for me, the most important part of it was always the trees, because the flower beds or the perennials, the shrubs, whatever we put in there, those may come or go in a few years' time, depending on how things go. But the trees are the one that may outlive the original design and the designer and even whoever is owning that part. So the trees seem to me key to the whole living space around us. So if we could identify more with our trees and figure out what our trees are, just have some kind of an affinity for them, even in an urban environment, it'd be an easy way for us to get more involved with that environment and to realize we're a part of it. So that was the whole idea behind Tree City, the group I'm working with now.
Why do you think that, I understand that, you know, if it's meant to be, it's up to me. In other words, we need to take things into our own hands. But don't you think it would be an interesting scenario if our government, public officials and whatnot, said everybody go out and plant trees? I mean, when you think about the condition of our environment and what it means to the air that we breathe and everything that has to do with warming and whatnot, seems like that's something that we should all be spearheading, and we ought to be on the bandwagon for that. Why is that not happening?
I'm not sure. It's a good question. Is it because it's more of a long-term thing and the governments are prone to look in the short term to the next election, to what's going to get them voted in this time, so it's harder for them to take a long-term view? I really don't know, because it's such a good idea for a short-term as well. I mean, they look good as soon as you put them in. But the real benefit, especially if you're planting the kind of trees that fortunately are our forefathers and mothers planted a generation or two ago that really make our places livable. You know, they had the good sense to do that. And 20, 30 years later, we have some really beautiful canopied areas of our cities that everybody feels good in. And not just us, but the birds and the insects, everything does. And we've kind of lost that whole idea. Oftentimes when you'll see plantings going now in cities, they'll be small trees because they're easier to manage. So on somebody's budget, it makes sense to put in that small tree that can easily be taken out or pruned or whatever. But it's not the same as one of those big trees with their roots in the earth and the branches and leaves soaring up to the heavens that makes everybody happy and glad or content or something just to be around. So that's another case where I think the citizens, you know, those of us who aren't in government making decisions, actually do have a voice in this. We can plant more trees on our own. We can also petition our elected officials to get more involved in this and help us plant. We know that if even a little bit of government involvement in this, a little help in the form of a grant or education or advocacy, can make a huge difference in a neighborhood, because the neighbors will get involved. They want to do it. And sometimes they just don't have the resources and need a little bit of inspiration to get there.
Absolutely. I mean, we talk about the benefits of just gardening in your own backyard and how all of a sudden it brings a community of people together, sharing things and talking over the fence and the wall and, you know, just that whole idea of a more sustainable, more friendly way of living in your neighborhood. And this whole thing with trees, though, has always had me sort of baffled. Now, we live in the desert, of course, and, you know, we don't recommend planting trees that are non-native, that require additional inputs, in particular water, although, you know, we come through and raise deserts. And, you know, when you go into a desert and you hurt it just a little bit, it takes forever for it to come back. It's not like in the tropics where I grew up, where, you know, the jungle will come back to a certain extent, but the big trees never do. I mean, vines will come in and, you know, the understory plants will come in. However, it's not the same. And you know, it seems like that's something that everybody could do. They just need a little encouragement. Because I think most people don't realize how with such a little bit of effort, they could make a huge difference. Everything from when you plant a tree, and it creates shade, and in particular, the side of your home where the sun hits, you know, then you're actually reducing energy that you're using to cool, or, in this case, you know, I mean, not really heat the house, but to cool the house. And so there's so many benefits, and I just love the work that you're doing. We've got a few minutes left. What is the main thing that you want our listeners to leave with today? What is the thing that you feel will get them up, get them out there and doing something that they'll be proud of? What can you suggest?
Well, it's very kind of you to say I was somebody's hero at the beginning of this, but it made me blush here. You can see it over the phone, but I was. But actually, my heroes are the ones like you and others who are actually out there doing things. And it's not at all difficult to be one of those people. And look at the people around you who you admire. In my own case, it's the ones who don't just gripe about the state of the world and don't moan about how bad things are and it's getting worse and complain and get angry that way. But it's the ones who kind of roll up their sleeves and get out and just start making a difference. And that can be as easy as going to your garden store or wherever you buy your supplies and buying a $1 or $2 packet of seeds. And maybe you like salads, make them lettuce seeds or tomatoes, whatever is something you like to eat if you like that. Or it could be a tree or a shrub, whatever. But just go and plant something. It doesn't even matter so much what it is in the beginning. If you've never done it before, you're ready to join an incredible journey that puts you in contact with the living world. People can change their lives around starting to get involved with this stuff, and it's really not difficult. It's mostly just a case of will to get started. And a lot of people like it. They want to do it. It's a great idea, but they think they don't know how, or they're not an expert, or they kill their houseplants, so they must be bad at this kind of thing. And I tell them through my books and when I meet people and when I get a chance like this that, no, it's not that difficult. The most important thing is just to get out and get started, and you will have success.
And you will have success, sister, because it's virtually impossible not to grow something. We may not have 100% success, you know, with what we're growing, in the sense of, you know, every now and then a bug will come in and bother your squash or your cucumbers or your tomatoes or that kind of thing. But they have to eat too. And one of the things that I thought about is, as we were talking about the trees again, just to go back to that conversation, in our gardens, we like to plant beneficial insect habitats. And it brings in all sorts of insects that the beneficials, like your green lacewings and your ladybird beetles and that type of thing, that come in and help mitigate pests like aphids and mites and thrips and whiteflies. And it seems to me that in the tree situation, that's our beneficial habitat for us and for all of life that grows. So we've got about 30 seconds more. What's your last little thing you'd like to say today?
Well, that was well put. I don't know if I can top that. I like that part about the trees being the beneficials planted for us. It's kind of funny how the natural world seems like it takes some of this stuff on its own. It's planting itself. We kind of gets us to help it in places, but if we just open ourselves up to how ecology works, I think we become a living part of the world that we may feel we're not now. So I just like to encourage everybody to open themselves up to that possibility, give it a try, plant a seed, plant a tree, and just see what it does for you. And I do mean success. I don't mean necessarily that everything's going to work out the way you expected it to. But even if your tomatoes didn't ripen for whatever reason, I still consider it a success in that now you're still a part of things.
There you go.
And you learn something.
You are correct. Thank you so much, Dave Tracy. You are amazing. And I'm so glad you're on the show. And next week we're going to have another great guest. Go out and make it a great Easy Organic Gardening Week. Plant something, and I will be back next week. This is yours, environmentally and sustainably, Sherry Harary-Day-Fry.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.